Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The polling stage for Lok Sabha elections is reaching its completion as the seventh and final phase of the elections begins tomorrow in 57 Lok Sabha constituencies across 8 states and union territories. In this phase, 13 Lok Sabha seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 seats in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats in Jharkhand and 1 in Chandigarh will go to polls. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. Political fate of prominent leaders, including Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, BJP leader and Union Minister Anurag Thakur, and Congress leader Vikramaditya Singh, as well as TMC leader Abhishek Banerjee, will be sealed in the EVMs. In Manipur, the flash flood continues to wreak havoc. Imphal city has been badly affected by the flood. 3 persons have died in different flood-related incidents so far, while 1 person is missing. Army and central forces have been engaging in rescue works. Affected families have taken shelter in relief camps. The State Water Resources Minister said that more than 1,88,000 persons have been affected by the flash flood in Manipur. The low-lying dwelling areas and major roads in Imphal city are submerged in water. The government has opened 56 relief camps for flood-affected families and provided necessary items to them. The repairing of the riverbank and tackling breaches and overflow of key rivers flowing in Imphal Valley is going on. The Income Tax Department has seized a record 1,100 crore rupees in cash and jewellery during the ongoing Lok Sabha elections. According to official sources, this marks a 182% increase compared to the 390 crore rupees seized during the 2019 general elections. The Election Commission released the data just after the conclusion of the election campaign for the seventh and last phase. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnag, interacted with the troops of 56th Infantry Division at Military Station Ligavali on Thursday. The governor said that the people of Arunachal Pradesh have huge regards and respect for the armed forces owing to the goodwill they have cultivated over the years among the local population. He advised them to uphold the spirit with proactive welfare measures and a positive mindset. The governor called upon the troops to help the local people through collaborative endeavors, but at the same time instill responsibility among them for all Sadbhavna projects. He also suggested they integrate the local civil population in the overall security of the border areas. The death toll of pilgrims who came from Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan in a road accident at Kathua in Jammu and Kashmir has increased to 22. The government today suspended 6 officials, including motor vehicle inspector posted at Regional Transport Officer Kathua, and attached them to the Office of Transport Commissioner Jammu with immediate effect. 69 others were also injured when the bus they were travelling in fell into a deep gorge near Tanda. The maximum limit of retirement gratuity and death gratuity has been revised by the Government of India from 20 lakh to 25 lakh rupees. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions has issued an official memorandum in this regard. It said the revised limit will come into effect from 1st January 2024. A new labor room in the TRIMS Obstetrics and Gynecology Department was inaugurated by TRIMS Chief Medical Officer Dr. Dukum Raina in the presence of Deputy MS Dr. Wang Su Sumnian and Dr. Rejum Ronia and the hospital staff at Nahalagun on Thursday. The new labor room is spacious and equipped with new facilities. It has 6 delivery tubes, a newborn care center, a labor ward, and a postnatal ward. TRIMS is also providing free services to all normal delivery and caesarean section under the CMAAY and the PMJAY insurance. 2 Arunachali girls, Kai Rumi of Leparada district and Jambalu Tayang of Lohit district, played for Sribhumi FC, a Kolkata-based club shown in the Indian Women League second division qualification matches played this week. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.